Quartzsite, Arizona, you can find the grave of High Jolly, the Americanized name of a man responsible for transporting many of the supplies needed for settlement of what is today Arizona. But his journey to this country and the method he used to transport those items makes him a unique individual in U.S. history. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
In the 1850s, the U.S. Army experimented with the use of camels to transport supplies to build a wagon road from Santa Fe to Los Angeles. When the Civil War stopped the project, the camels were sold to a private individual.
They were used for quite a few years in Quartzsite, Arizona, to take supplies from the Colorado River there into Phoenix and Tucson area. And the same man who came over with the camels is the one who bought them. His name was Haji Ali. He was from Syria. And he became known as High Jolly.
Jolly was one of the first men hired by the U.S. Army to drive those camels. Vicki Sayer says High Jolly was able to buy the camels from the Army and use them hauling supplies from the Colorado River near Quartzsite.
Camels did quite well. They could eat anything. They could pack more on them than they could with mules. The only problem they had was that they didn't get along with the mules. The mules did not like them, but they got along well with what they were expected to do, and that was haul supplies and not eat a lot of food and not take up a lot of water.
Although the camel seemed to be a good idea for hauling supplies in the desert, Jolly's business failed. Instead of selling the camels, he simply released them into the desert near Gila Bend. He became a U.S. citizen in 1880 and was later rehired by the U.S. Army in 1885. When he died in 1902, he had become a living legend in Quartzsite.
The very last camel, they cremated the last camel, and it's buried there with High Jolly. They used it in a zoo in California when he died.
A gravestone with a camel perched on top signifies the resting place of the man who immigrated to this country to move camels for the Army. Traveling the countryside in Quartzsite, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.